Good morning. Welcome to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Great to be here with you on this Friday after Thanksgiving. Today is a special program. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today. I'm going to focus more on the music, some of the songs that you've heard on Spirit in the Morning over the past several weeks, and give you a little bit more in-depth look at why I chose the songs I did. Basically, this is a behind-the-music program, so thank you for tuning in. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And today, let's kick things off, as we always do, with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. Dave Parker's got the day off. It's just you and me on the show talking music. We will read the gospel for today's Mass, so don't worry about that. We'll make sure we feature the gospel today. But other than that, we're just going to be playing some songs to help you realize that the Lord is a part of your life. He's a part of your life, and He wants you to recognize that fact. So with that in mind, let's kick off the show by going to a song called Sparrows by Jason Gray.
Yeah.
was a great song, wasn't it? That was Sparrows by Jason Gray, a reminder that the Lord loves us and he cares about us. And no matter what is happening in our lives, he is in control. I love that message. I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. And one of the problems that so many of us face is that we are worried about tomorrow. Guess what? The sparrows, the animals, they don't worry about tomorrow. They focus on their needs at the moment. Do you know that man is the only creature who worries? Why? Because we have an intellect and we're able to look into the future. Unfortunately, that sometimes causes problems in our life. It really does. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. This is a special edition, a behind the music edition, when we focus on some of the music that we've been playing over the past 6 weeks on the program. Right now, it's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to hear from you. I've been putting out the question, when should I begin playing Christmas music? Guess what? It's coming soon, but I still want to hear your comments. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. In case you want to get in touch with me, that's the place to reach me. I'm going to read the gospel in a few minutes, but right now, I want to play another song. This is No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. When we get done the song, I'll come back and tell you why this song is so important to me. I first heard this song when I was at Franciscan University at Steubenville. I didn't attend there, but I was speaking at Franciscan University. I went to a mass there, and the young lady before mass who led the music ministry, she played this song. It's an incredibly powerful message. No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger.
Stir in me a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no fear in love. To myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no
Isn't that a nice song? That's No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. It's 10 minutes past the hour on Spirit in the Morning, special edition of the program today. Gary Zimak here with you on this Friday after Thanksgiving, just chilling out, playing some of my favorite songs and letting you know why I like them. I mentioned before that song, I heard that for the first time at Franciscan University at Steubenville. Never heard the song before, and the message was just so powerful. There's no fear in love. If I really know the Lord and really love the Lord, I will not be afraid. Why? Because I understand that he cares about me. I understand that because he loves me unconditionally, anything that happens in my life is an expression of that love, even the bad things. See, that's why it's so important to understand and get to know the Lord better. And at the end of that song, did you notice she said, I want to stay close to you. It's really that simple. That's a prayer. That's a great prayer. Lord, I want to stay close to you throughout this day. When the problems begin to hit me, when I begin to panic, I want to stay close to you. It really is that simple. And if you make that your prayer, you'll start to find that the Lord will grant you the peace that you're looking for. I want to read the gospel today. This is the gospel from Daily Mass. It's a very simple message for us. But it's always good to let the Lord speak to us every day, and that's why I feature the gospel in the program every day. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 29 through 33. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the others. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. What is going on here? Well, let me just say this. We are closing in on the end of the liturgical year. This Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. So that means the old liturgical or church year is closing out and the new one's beginning. At this time, what happens is the church wants to make sure that we're aware that our lives have an end. I know that's no surprise. I know that's not a shock to you. But sometimes we forget that. And we also forget the fact that we will be judged one day at the end of our lives. It's good for us to remember that. I'm not trying to bring you down this morning, but what I'm trying to do is help you to remember that at the end of your life, you'll be judged. You'll be judged on how you loved God and how you loved those around you. That's a challenging message, isn't it? Because if you're like me, you struggle with this. The loving God part, that's not that hard. But the loving other people, that can be really, really challenging. Keep it in mind. And if you live each day as if it were your last, as Frank Sinatra has been known to say, one day you'll be right. Now, old Blue Eyes, I don't know how much of a theologian he was, but it's a really good point. If I'm prepared to meet the Lord every day, and if I'm prepared for this to be my last day on earth, no matter when he takes me, I'm going to be all set. So keep that in mind, especially as we head into Advent. And God willing, we'll be back with you on Monday to really kick off Advent. Marty Rotella, singer-songwriter, will be joining us in studio. But we're going to go throughout Advent and help you to grow closer to our Lord in your life on a daily basis. It's good to think about this Judgment Day. I mean, you don't have to dwell on it excessively so you're panicked and freaked out about it, but it's good to think about it because that makes you more urgent. It gives you a sense of urgency. It gives you a stronger sense of urgency as you head into the Advent season. So this is good that the church does this. So now we're ready. I'm Gary Zimek. This is a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. We're going behind the music. I'm featuring some of my favorite songs and letting you know why I like them. Now, here's one from a commercial artist. A lot of the music we play are from Christian artists, but Alison Krauss and Union Station, they're a commercial band. Interestingly enough, and I didn't realize this until I looked it up, Alison Krauss is the leading Grammy winner when it comes to female artists. So she's the female artist who has won the most Grammys over the course of her life. The name of this song is There Is a Reason. Keep this in mind when you're facing problems, when you're facing difficulties, when you're facing challenges. You may not know exactly what the reason is, But be assured, God knows the reason. Everything that happens to us in life, according to Romans 8:28, can somehow benefit us and can help us to get to heaven. There Is a Reason, by Alison Krauss and Union Station. That was There Is a Reason by Alison Krauss. I'm Gary Zimek. This is a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm playing some of my favorite songs for you. Thanks for joining me on this Friday after Thanksgiving. Right now, it's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. That song is an important message. There is a reason. We may never know exactly what the reason is. Why is this happening to me? Lord, how are we, why are you doing this to me? I'm suffering, Lord. But you know what? There is a reason. How do you get to that point? How do you get to that point where you really learn to trust him? It takes time. It's a process. I do a lot of work with talking about overcoming anxiety. I'm an anxious person by nature. If you're familiar with my work, you know that. I've written several books about the topic. And by the way, if you want to find out more about my work, I ask you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Find out a little bit more about me and the work that I've done. But I have learned in my own life that the more I get to know the Lord, the more I'm willing to trust him. But it's a process. And how do I get to know him? Well, the first thing you need to do is to talk to him every day. To get used to the habit of waking up in the morning, talking to the Lord, thanking him for giving you another day, and then talk to him, let him know what you need, learn to read scripture. If you can make it to daily mass, that's another great thing that you can do. If you start doing that, you'll get to know Jesus on a really personal level, receiving the sacraments, the sacrament of the Eucharist, confession. You get grace from the sacraments. And over time, you're going to start to get to know the Lord much better. And as you know him, as you get to know him, you'll get to be able to hear his voice. It's a process. It takes time. And if you have any questions, you can always send me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I want to go to another song now. This one is The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. It's a reminder that there are a lot of voices you're going to be hearing in the world. Learn to listen to the voice of truth. Who is the voice of truth? Jesus. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns.
Kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth
the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe. I will listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe, 'cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to
that was Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. I'm Gary Zimak. Right now, it's 28 minutes past 7 o'clock. This is a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm playing some of my favorite songs, just hanging out with you on this day after Thanksgiving. Boy, I'll tell you what, yesterday was a day to really be thankful. I thought about the many blessings in my life, and I would invite you to do the same thing, the many blessings that the Lord has given you. Maybe you have an extended family. Maybe even if you don't, you know, and I realize that the holidays can be tough on many people. Not everybody has a family. These can be tough times, and I get that. I really do. But one of the blessings that we all have is a Heavenly Father who loves us. He loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to earth to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead. Why? So that we could go to heaven and live with Him forever in heaven. But while we're here, we also have Jesus with us as a companion. And if you get to know Jesus, you will find great peace. It sounds like a cliche, but it really isn't. Having a personal friendship with Jesus is very important. And He can break any of the chains that tie us down. We sometimes get chained by so many things, bad habits, maybe certain beliefs, maybe a lack of trust, whatever it is, Jesus is the ultimate chain breaker. I'm going to play a song now. This is brand new from Zach Williams. The name of the song, Chain Breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. Feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify.
That's Chainbreaker from Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm just sitting here in the studio playing some of my favorite music, giving you some little behind-the-scenes insight into the songs. Now, I will say this. I know that I'm stretching you with some of this music. This is music you don't typically hear on Catholic radio. But the comments that I have gotten have been all favorable. And this is really cool. Thank you for listening, for really embracing these songs. Every song that I pick, I choose for a reason. I choose to help you remember that the Lord is in charge. I'm going to go to another song right now. This is The Eye of the Storm by Ryan Stevenson. This is a relatively new song. This reminds us that no matter what we're facing in life, the eye of the storm, no matter how bad it gets, the Lord is right there with us. Ryan Stevenson, The Eye of the Storm.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You sails are torn. Your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm. And the doctor says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do,
hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me.
That was Eye of the Storm from Ryan Stevenson. I'm Gary Zimak. It's 39 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of Spirit in the Morning. We're hanging out, playing some songs, relaxing on the day after Thanksgiving. We pre-recorded this program so that all of us at Holy Spirit Radio could spend a little extra time with our families. God willing, we'll be back in the studio on Monday with a brand new show. Marty Rotella will be joining us, singer-songwriter. He's going to be performing live in the studio as we kick off the official Advent celebration at Spirit in the Morning. Remember that in addition to listening to us over the air, you can follow us online, listen to the program online at holyspiritradio.org, holyspiritradio.org. This is a song now from Buddy Green, very familiar song. You probably heard this many times. How can I keep from singing? I love it because it reminds us that if we really believe that Christ is the Lord of heaven and earth and that he loves us and controls everything that happens in our lives, how is it that we can keep from singing?
My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off hymn that heralds a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. Oh, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm,
I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Play it, Kevin.
My joys and comforts die, the Lord, my Savior, liveth. What though the darkness gathers round, songs in the night he giveth. I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the blue above it. And day by day, this pathway smooths, since first I learned to love it. And no storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
How Can I Keep From Singing from Buddy Green. 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, I'm Gary Zimak in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. You're listening to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. Okay, going to go to something a little bit more up-tempo, contemporary. This is a brand new song by a group called Love and the Outcome. This song is all about the God I know. I want you to know the God I know.
To wear on a Sunday, all about perfection, black and white, wrong or right, never great. Well, I never make it, I never be good enough. I try to walk the line, pray that I find something that I knew was real. Began to realize the harder I tried, the colder I'd start to feel. Until the moment, the second I met your love, and then I threw my head. Where it starts.
this love.
I can feel my hands up when we sit down. I remember when he showed me how to break up with my doubt. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. No strings attached when you sing my song. Want you to know that gotta know. Oh, you gotta know. Oh, you gotta know. What was I waiting for? I came alive.
God I Know by Loving the Outcome. I'm Gary Zimak, sitting in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, giving you an inside look, a more extensive look at some of the songs we've played over the past several weeks. We're going to go now to another one. The name of this song is Miracle of the Moment by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
It's time for letting go. So breathe it in and breathe it out, and listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you, and I don't want you to miss the miracle of the moment. And if it brings you tears, then taste them as they fall. Let them soften your back and let it go. Let it go. Yeah. You gotta let it go. And listen to your heartbeat. Yeah. And breathe it in and breathe it out. And listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss. Miracle on the moment.
Breathe it in, breathe it out. And listen
of the moment.
That was Miracle of the Moment by Stephen Curtis Chapman. You don't want to miss the miracle of the moment. The Lord has given you a day. He's got a plan for you. He wants you to do something today with your life. Even if you can't get out of the house, He's got something that He wants you to do. You can pray. You can call somebody on the phone. You can send an email. You can offer up your suffering. You know what I mean? So many times we lose sight of the fact that it's very easy to do God's will and to really do great things in our lives, even if it doesn't seem as if we're doing anything that big. So many times we forget about that. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. This is a special program where we're going a little bit deeper into the music. I'm playing some of my favorite songs, maybe giving you some of the reasons why I've chosen the songs that I do. Right now, back to music. Listen to this.
When I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, yes, when I am. Jesus, you can have all this world, just give me Jesus. When I come to die, oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all.
That was Colin Ray with Give Me Jesus. You know, when you come right down to it, what else really matters? Give me Jesus. First thing you wake up in the morning, He's there with you. So many times we forget that He's there. How do I remember that He's there? It takes practice, but over time you'll start to remember, hey, you know what? I don't have to even call Him up. I don't have to do anything special. Jesus is with me. Jesus loves me. Jesus cares about me. He really does. Talk to Him today. Make it a point to reach out and say, Jesus, I know you're there. I know you love me. I know you care about me. Help me Don't worry about what's going to happen to you today. Make sure you're praying. And don't confuse fear and worry. There really are two different things. Fear is a feeling. Worry is a conscious choice, even though it doesn't feel like it. When we worry, we're consciously choosing not to trust God. When we're afraid, that's something completely different. You can't change the way you feel. But what you can do is change the way you deal with your feelings. Next time you're afraid, turn to the Lord. Ask Him to help you. Jesus Christ will not let you down. I'm Gary Zimek. We're just about to sign out for this special edition of Spirit in the Morning. Thank you for spending the hour with me. We're going to be back on Monday with a whole new week of programs. We'll be live in the studio on Monday with Marty Rotella. Marty's a singer-songwriter based in the North Jersey area. He travels around the country. He's a personal friend. I met him a number of years ago. Met him at a retreat at Sacred Heart Parish in Riverton. And Marty and I got to talking. I really liked him. I loved his message. And I think you'll really enjoy what he has to say. And plus, he's going to be performing live in the studio. He's a great singer, great songwriter. He's got lots of good insight for us. Tuesday on the program, Dr. Greg Popchak will join us to talk about how do we deal with holiday depression and anxiety. It's a serious problem for many people. The holidays are not always the easiest time of the year. So Dr. Greg Popchak will be on with us, and we've got lots more coming up. Throughout Advent, stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. And at Spirit in the Morning, we're going to be sure to get your day started off in the right way. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. Remember, if you need anything, if I can do anything for you, send me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. You can listen to Holy Spirit Radio throughout the day, either online at holyspiritradio.org, through tuned in radio, or you can listen over the air. There's a number of different ways to hear the program. Thank you for all of your support. Please continue to spread the word about Spirit in the Morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.